A couple more minutes with Paul Ekman here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Bill Russell and I. You were in town with His Holiness the Dalai Lama because there was a world peace convening. Can you, in a minute and a half, tell us why that's achievable in a world that has so much going wrong?
I don't know whether it is or not, but we have to take, we have to do what we can to achieve it. We have to find a way to stop killing each other. We have to find a way to stop destroying the planet. Now, that's not an easy goal to have, but it's, we have, technology has brought us to the brink. We are no longer in the 19th or even early 20th century where we could afford to pollute without worry. We're going to, there'll be, global warming will ruin all of our lives and the lives of our children if we don't stop it. And that's going to take major effort. And with nuclear weapons and their proliferation, we're going to kill everyone a lot more than we want to kill if we don't bring that under. So the world has in some sense caught up to the Buddhist view of interdependence. You know, it, you could get away with in the 17th, 18th, 19th century thinking, just for me, just my clan, just fellow Englishmen or Americans, whatever. You can't do it anymore. Are we up to the challenge? We'll have to we have to try. Will we succeed? I don't know, but I'll try. It's all you can do.
And some of that is in seeking emotional awareness, psychological balance, and compassion.
Can you, the Dalai Lama says, and I agree with him, if you have self-hatred, you cannot have compassion. You cannot abandon violence if you hate yourself.
Let us stop at that point and come back the next time. We thank you, Paul Ekman.
Pleasure.
The powerful role that emotions play in all our lives is generally underestimated. Paul Ekman's lifelong studies of emotions, along with his collaboration with His Holiness the Dalai Lama, have been major contributions toward a richer understanding of ourselves and of our connections with other people. We thank him. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.